Central Alberta farmers have nearly completed the seeding of crops. As of June 3, 99.4% of crops in the province's central region have been seeded, according to the provincial government's latest Alberta crop report, released on Friday, June 6. This is slightly above the 5-year average of 98.5% and 10-year average of 97.5%. Provincially, seeding progress for all crops is reported as 99% complete, compared to the 5-year and 10-year averages of 96%. The rapid pace of planting is reflected in the rapid rate of crop emergence, with 83% of all crops in the province emerged this week compared to the 5-year average of 66%, states the report. Provincial major crop emergence, 5-year average, is reported at 93.75% for spring wheat, 85.65% for barley, 65.47% for oats, 68.53% for canola, and 97.80% for dry peas. This rapid emergence has been followed by significant progress in post-emergence spraying, reported as 25% complete compared to the 5-year average of 9%. Rapid spraying may also be in response to seasonal pest pressures, which have risen along with crop emergence, the report notes. Reports of provincial crop development suggest the 2025 crop is ahead for almost all crops. Average development of spring wheat is at the 8-leaf stage, barley progressed to the 7-leaf stage, and oats have reached the 3-leaf stage. Canola is reported as 59% in emergence and 37% in the 1-to-3-leaf node stage. Dry pea staging shows 47% in the 1-to-3-leaf node stage and 34% in the 4-to-6-leaf node stage. Average development of winter wheat and fall rye is reported to be at the booting and head emergence stages, respectively. In the central region, crop emergence for all crops has reached 87%. Well ahead of the 5-year average of 71% and the 10-year average of 69%. Notable pest pressure from flea beetles and wireworms has been observed in some areas of the central region, the report adds. Throughout the province, 59% of pasture growth is rated as good to excellent this week, which is near the 5-year average of 60%. Similarly, tame hay growth of 59% good to excellent this week is near the province's 5-year average of 61%. Both surface and subsurface soil moisture conditions have continued to decline week over week across the province as the spring precipitation has been limited, with conditions this week similar historically to the conditions experienced in 2022 and 2023. As seen in those previous years, June rains can result in significant improvements to soil moisture. Additional precipitation events over the coming weeks will help the 2025 crop reach its full potential. Provincial surface moisture, subsurface moisture, good to excellent ratings were reported as 42.42%, a change of -14.-12% from last week, which is below the 5-year historical average of 62.59% for this week. Regional surface moisture, subsurface moisture, conditions reported as good to excellent are reported as 38.33% in the south, 58.57% in the central, 35.33% in the northeast, 40.38% in the northwest and 32.45% in the Peace region.